we should have swinging sanctuaries. Install swings in the rafters for everybody. I was thinking yesterday. Whoops. Over here. I was thinking yesterday, get a rhythm. When you got the blues, get a rhythm. When you got the blues, Johnny Cash. Really upbeat song. So it came up when I was just, you know, reaching out into the stars, trying to figure out how I was going to present this topic. It's all in the timing, right? Comedy, love, music, success, life, swinging between the poles. Of course, there's gravity involved in this. Gravity, that force that pulls everything down to the earth. Even our behavior, even our minds are affected by gravity. Humans learn about gravity from their sensory systems, their signals, right? And it just so happens that swinging is one of the best ways to develop that sensory system that Virginia mentioned earlier. It stimulates different parts of the brain simultaneously, all at once. Spatial awareness, movement, rhythm, muscle control, balance. It is a very special quality that we can be grateful for, our sensory system. I'm sensing there might be something holy in that place. Life is swinging. There's a hanging on, a reaching, a surrender, a letting go, the release, the gravity. And I say release, not relax, which comes up often in my teaching, music, dance, or whatever subject I'm teaching, honestly. Once you completely relax, the flow has been interrupted and the music has stopped. So if you want to keep going at that point, you must choose, make the intention, and begin again. Music, literally, the way it's built, will reach out away from the neutral, like away from the home note or the tonic, and then release back towards it. And typically, each time it goes out, it will reach out a little more, build a little more tension before releasing back. A little more tension, releasing back. That's called the development in music. Are you seeing any life parallels here? I'm talking about music and its parallel to life itself, really. What about this mystical experience that comes and goes seemingly at will? It's elusive, the divine mystery. It shows up like an unexpected guest. For example, if I try really hard, I cannot roll my R's, and I'm a Spanish teacher. That's embarrassing. But when I'm teaching class, I hear myself rolling my R's all over the place, and I think, how does that happen? Are there teacher angels, or, are my sensory signals involved in this somehow? Or another example might be, sometimes I'm teaching something at the piano, and I've tried coming at it from every direction, and the student's just not getting it, and I'm suddenly, like, this energy takes over me, and I get this drive, and I just will it into them. Literally, I will it right into them. I don't know how. I can't take notes about what I did to make it happen, but somehow, maybe that divine mystery, or maybe I finally released, right? And it's received. Oh, someone's saying, take your mask off. Okay, that's better, feels better. So this week, while I was preparing, I was drawn, looking all over the place, reading all kinds of wonderful things and listening to great music. But I was drawn into this article from Scientific American about, well, that was another one. No, this was a different site about the hermetic principles. Raise your hand. Anybody ever heard of those? Yeah? Well, they're like a spiritual philosophy from first century AD or something like that. When I came across them, it seemed like they were hanging there like an apple on a tree, just helping me to bring together these ideas that I wanted to talk about and express. So briefly, I'll go through them. They're just a philosophy, a way of looking at the universe. And the first one is mentalism, meaning our minds. We make the intention, we make the choice, we have the power over how much our thoughts manifest every day. And the second is that sort of as above, so is below, that vice versa thing. Everything's connected in some way, has a correspondence. Number three, nothing rests, everything's moving, everything vibrates. Number four, the principles of polarity. That got right into there to what I was thinking about. Seemingly opposite things are actually one and the same, just at varying degrees, like cold is the absence of heat, or love and hate are just two different ways of experience a relationship towards something. Maybe we'll remember that the next time we're loving or hating. The principle of cause and effect, number five, I skipped one. The principle of rhythm, of course, which is how we began the service today. Everything flows in and out. The pendulum swing manifests in everything. Between the poles, right, there's this inherent rhythm. We learn that everything changes, nothing lasts forever. Number six, the principle of cause and effect. I was looking all over for one of those old pendulum things that used to be trendy on people's coffee tables to demonstrate, you know, you let one ball of the pendulum go and then the other one, right? Everything is cause and effect, right? Everything's connected. And the last principle from this particular set is that we all have both masculine and feminine qualities, that everything has both masculine and feminine qualities. Sort of the way right inside our body we have both left brain, right brain. It's about balance. Right? And Buddha, if you study Buddha, called it the middle way, right? Really, it's just getting at understanding and accepting all parts of ourselves. So as you can imagine, coming up with how to explain with words, because I'm usually the music gal, encountering the divine mystery. We can reach for it, but we must release. We can practice. We can practice so that we are prepared and available to it. And although that trendy name, mindfulness, that I'm always cracking sarcastic jokes about, it actually, mindfulness has a lot of merits. But there is some psychological research going on revealing that in some circumstances, it is important to be mindless. You already know that we can develop skill in something, so much that we can perform it without giving it attention, driving, riding a bike, underlying that state of mind, run a chain of reaction of mental events. Paying attention, of course, is necessary when you're learning new skills, but paying too much attention to what you're doing can have some damaging effects. I've experienced this. It's why a trained pianist, for example, completely prepared, can choke under the pressure. Or very specifically, sometimes I sit down And I don't even give it a thought. I just read the music and play it. Easy. And another time I feel nervous about it for some reason. I'm looking at the music and all the notes are big and looking at all the numbers, and all of a sudden I get all choked up and my mind's getting in the way, and I'm saying, get out of here, mind. I've got things to do. I'm sure each one of you can apply it, that same concept, to your own skills. So when you are in search of your holy rhythm or the holy rhythm, go ahead and say, mind, please step aside, thank you. And let it swing. All together now, you can close your eyes if you want. Let's practice some of this. Reach, reach, reach for your anger. Take a good hard look at it face to face and say, hasta la vista. Let me hear it. Hasta la vista. And release into neutral. And reach, reach, reach towards your war and shout out it. Hey, you, I see what you're doing. Let me hear it. I see what you're doing. And release into peace. Reach for your chains. Twist around on the swing and around and around and around till all your angst is all wound up and you can't wind any tighter. And then release, unwinding, unwinding, back to the clean slate, neutral. Now pump it up, find your rhythm. Whoosh, wee, whoosh. Feel your heart pounding, the wind in your hair, the peak, the suspension, the freedom, the mystery, and smile and open your eyes back to the sanctuary. It's been a humbling endeavor knowing exactly how to impart through music and words the desire to seek out the holy and the play. It's a good lesson for myself in this. I tend to work, 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 work. Anybody else like that out there? Work, 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 work. Ah. So I hope you'll be inspired to seek the holy and the play as you return home to your families and friends and busy lives. I invite you to reach for your intention, knowing that the release is coming. It's part of the play. It's all in the timing. Maybe the next intention you reach for, you'll be thinking, a one and a two, and a one, two, three, hit it!